disappointed to lose that game tonight.
Aye, absolutely. I thought the boys were really, really good. I thought it was a good game. Both sides were good. It was really competitive and really open, and that's what you want with games like that. I'll do the boys really, especially younger ones, they'll see what kind of, that was like almost as close to a first team game as you can get in terms of the tempo and the desire from both teams. So no, it was lots and lots of positives, but we don't want to be happy with getting beat. So of course there's things we could have done better, and the boys know that. But in terms of their effort and desire, and for all games since I've been in, that's what sort of fifth game, and every week they've been exactly the same. And the manager is certainly taking notice, and there's a few boys obviously have done themselves no harm tonight, and the manager's always there watching anyway. And no, it was really good, and you know, I'm happy for him despite us getting beat.
St Johnson had a strong team out tonight, and the young guys coped with them.
Absolutely, yeah. They had a strong side out. The boys that have played lots of first team games, and they're a Premier League team. You know, let's not forget we're a League One team, through whatever means, but that's the reality. And they certainly don't look as if there's that gulf. There's certainly no gulf. We've played a few Premier League teams now, and since I've been in charge, and there's definitely not. I've not seen many better players in terms of young boys than what we've got. So the boys can be pleased with them. They're developing well, as I said. Even the younger ones will learn for games like that, and that'll improve them. And they're getting a bit of consistency. They've strung sort of four or five good performances in a row together. So that's what they need to do every week. It needs to be the same. They can't let their standards drop. And, you know, we're happy.
Midfield played quite well between themselves tonight and midfield winning the ball back.
Yeah, they were excellent. Obviously, Spence and Finn in there, and were controlling things, and we were passing it well as well. Not only were we winning it back, but we were passing it. We were making wee triangles and playing, getting through them. Breaking the lines. First half is more so than the second half, but second half become a wee bit kind of bitty. But it was really positive. Lots, not just the midfield. I thought the defence. I thought Big Deco and Lewis were excellent against a good centre forward and Brian Graham. So, and they coped very well with him. So no, excellent performance all over the pitch. There's no one you could say didn't play well tonight. And you know, obviously, again, that's a positive for me as a manager.
And bloodied yet another young guy in tonight for his first shot at the
20s. Yeah, there's a few boys I kind of met for the first time tonight. I've seen them play for the 17s, but actually kind of speaking to them and seeing them play in this kind of environment, it was the first time. So that's good for them, and I'm sure there'll be lots more opportunities because we've got lots of games between now and the end of the season. So the first team obviously as well. So that's good to get these boys in, and the manager said after the game, they need to learn from your kind of older ones in there, the sort of older ones or the young ones, if you like. They need to see what the standard is that they need to get to get on the fringes of that first team, and it'll do them a world of good. They'll enjoy that experience tonight and getting a wee taste for it.
It was maybe a disappointing time to lose a goal when we had made substitutions and St Johnson had put two substitutions on at the same time, and then there was just that wee bit where you lost that soft goal, probably.
It was very soft. It was a very soft goal, yeah, from our point of view. And having defended so well in difficult situations, to then lose a goal like that, it was disappointing, but the boys know that, and sometimes the substitutes and that don't help the game. These sort of games are always the same, but you've got to always remember it's about more than the result, and it is what it is, the development league. So you've got to make changes, and sometimes it's not for the good of the team, but it's for the greater good sort of thing. So that happens, but the boys will learn from it, and I'm sure the next time they're in a situation like that, they'll be more switched on.
Okay.